We are up to Simin Shin Samach Gimel Sif Chav Tes, and that's what we'll be doing today. Mavri Shetzido Echad Kol Ala Yam, a Mavri where one side of it ends in the Yam, Vetzido Echad Kol Ala Ashpa Sharab, and the other side of it ends at the city dump. Now, what are we talking about? Where the Yam is deep enough to be considered a Mechitza, and the city dump is also enough to be Mechitza. Vitzido echod kolol ashpa shel rabim ein sara klum shel ashpa shel rabim ein asui lehispanos, because a public dump they do not clear off. If it's someone's private dump, eventually they'll get sick of it and clean it up, but a public one remains that way, so you don't have to worry about losing that mechitza. Ve'ein choshishin shema yala yom sirton pirish yovesh kein oshenitchu mimenu shenasas royal Israel. We're not afraid that the Yam is going to then go and blow over and leave itself a clearing where you just have dry land. So this Shita says that if one wall is to the Yam and one wall is to a public garbage, the halacha will be that you do not need any other tikkun. It's got two walls. The Yesh Cholkin, the Sovim, the Chashinon, Shema Yaliyom Sirton, Ben Kamechitza. There are others that are Choshe Shema Yala Yom Sirton. Now, first of all, the Magen Avraham wants to say that if there are a lot of people, if there are a lot of boats going through the Yam, then that's going to ruin it, that is going to ruin its mechitzas. The Mishtabur is Cholik on that. But if there's a bridge, he holds over there that if it's four tefachim wide, so you need a Tzuris HaPesach at the entrance to this bridge. Now, also, the assumption is that the Yam constitutes a tail, meaning that it gradually goes up, and within four Ames you get ten Tfachim high. If you don't, then it does not count as a wall, does not count as a side, and you'd still need a Tzuris HaPesach. And this is all talking about a yam, and we lemaisa we paskin that we're choshe shem yala yam sirton. Whereas in a river that's constantly flowing, there we're not afraid of such waves, and therefore there the halach would be the chazal didn't aser. What about a river that dries up in the summer? So there the Mishnah says that you can't even be matur in the winter. How about if the yam freezes? If it freezes where you are, so the halach is that we're not choshish. If it freezes, the Mishnah Berurah says that the mechitzas are batal because it's now solid and you could theoretically walk on it. What happens if a city is completely surrounded by the yam? That's not sufficient, because remember, that's a karf of Yosin Beis HaSayim that wasn't hukav ladira. If it's all natural, then you didn't really do anything. So it's considered low that it wasn't hukaf ladira, and you'll have to at least put up one side to make it kosher.